The Haves and the Have-Nots. In one episode of The Simpsons, young Bart sits down with his family to a meal. When it's his turn to pray and give thanks, he says something like this: "Lord, my dad earned the money to pay for this food, and my mom worked for hours to cook it. What did you do? Thanks a lot for nothing." Bart Simpson is only a cartoon character, but he says what a lot of people are tempted to think. Yesterday's celebration of Thanksgiving has become a kind of great divide in our country, separating the haves from the have-nots. For the haves, Thanksgiving is the starting gun for lots of Christmas shopping and decorating. Some of the haves may head to Florida or to Colorado for the weekend. With enough money, you can find sun or snow somewhere. For the have-nots, Thanksgiving marks a new beginning as well. In the have-not culture, Thanksgiving is the first disappointment of the holiday season. For many, it's a meal served cafeteria style at a church or a mission. The food is nourishing, the spirit is welcoming, but it surely is not the Thanksgiving of anyone's dreams. One of the most disappointing things about the have-not Thanksgiving is that there are no leftovers, no leftover goodies, no leftover family members to spend the weekend with, and no leftover feelings of security. If you are hearing this or reading this today, you are no doubt one of the haves. Jesus went out of his way to remind us of the have-nots, who are not that far away from us. They are just a few miles away from us here in the United States, and from where I sit in Fort Lauderdale, an hour and a half away in Haiti via a plane. Every time we feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, clothe the naked, visit the sick or the prisoner, it's the same as doing it for Jesus himself. At Thanksgiving 2018, as it passes away, don't be a turkey. In English, the word think and the word thank both come from the same root word. 9 of the 10 lepers that Jesus cured forgot to think and thus forgot to thank God for their blessings. The 10th leper saw his blessings, said thanks for his blessings, and then shared his blessings. I often say to myself, God has a bigger plan for me than I have for myself.